mean, obviously a short week for you. I mean, does that make it different than if you would have gotten this this nod during a regular week?
Well, yeah, obviously, I mean, there's a lot of, there's a lot of things that you've got to do to prepare and adjust. Just obviously from a preparation standpoint, you got to watch a lot of film in a short amount of time and kind of get on the same page with wide receivers, et cetera, to prepare yourself. So, it's a tough situation to be in, but, I like challenges, and I'm really looking forward to, being able to have my first start.
How long have you kind of thought this might come, and how surprised were you?
Good question. I mean, I didn't really try to put a time on when I thought this might happen. I just tried to come to work every day, work hard, and, play my role, whatever I was given. And I had to come in yesterday, and that's the decision they made, so, things changed a little bit for me. I mean, I think a lot of people look at it being a short week and were kind of surprised, and I'd be lying if I told you I wasn't myself, but, again, that's not the situation I'm in now, so you just got to take and roll with it.
Do you feel like you can be ready by Thursday? I mean, you're going to have to, but do you feel, are you going to be fully prepared by Thursday?
And this is the best way I'll put it is, I try to be a strong man in my faith, and, I feel like God would have put me in this position to take on a challenge like this if I wasn't ready.
When you saw the kind of contract they gave Derek Anderson, were you wondering kind of where you stood?
I think in the offseason, when they did sign that deal, it was pretty apparent, how things were going to go, at least through camp and the beginning of the season. I think anytime, someone inside a big contract like that, you're kind of thinking, all right, well, they want to go in that direction. So I think a lot of thoughts came to my head at that point in time, but you never know. I mean, this is a crazy league. I mean, looking around the league and then looking, what has kind of happened yesterday. So the biggest thing for me is just kind of trying to take things one game at a time and, just try to focus as much as I can on Denver and not all the other things outside of that.
What do you think you bring to the offense?
I don't know. I mean, I try to be a confident guy. I think there's a lot of things that I can do well. I think I'm a little more mobile than people realize. And, outside of that, I try to be a good decision maker and try to, move the ball down the field and do some, maybe different things than, what our offense is accustomed to doing.
I know you try to block it out, but, the way the team's gone so far, and just reading a little bit back there in Cleveland, sounds like the fans think you're going to be the savior. Is that hard to deal with, or is that hard to block out?
I've always felt like the fans think everyone's going to be the savior if you're the backup. It's something where I think, I have high expectations for myself, believe me, more than anyone else. So, their expectations, I don't think they're going to be any higher than mine, which might be hard to believe with the way some people talk. But, I think if I don't, play the way I'm capable of and play the way I'd like to, I think that's going to be the biggest disappointment to me, not necessarily, their expectations and everything else.
Is it unfair to expect that right out of the gate Thursday, first game starter?
I don't know. I mean, I expect that out of myself. I think, that the organization and the team just kind of, put it on my shoulders, to go in there and do a good job. You can get a win for it. So, that's what I expect out of myself, and, I'm doing my best to do it.
What do you see on film for this Broncos defense? Obviously, they've, they're criticized a lot.
Yeah, they're very talented across the board. I mean, I think if you look at their personnel, you go across the line, and every guy's, especially up front, they're able to get a good push. They got speed. They got guys who are able to generate pressure really without even bringing that much pressure. They got DBs who can lock up wide receivers. They can play a lot of man, and they don't have to worry about, having to play zone coverage because they can't cover guys. I mean, they feel pretty confident, matching guys up. So they do a lot of good things, and the biggest thing with this short week is just trying to get a sense of, what they're going to try to do here as much as you can.
The Broncos have several starters hurt with Champ Bailey, Boss Bailey, DJ Williams, now Marlon McCree. How much harder does that make that on you, kind of not knowing the personnel? And then also, they played a 3-4, a 4-3. How difficult of a challenge is it in that respect to do have a short week with those things hanging there?
Yeah, I mean, I think you can't just bring up one of the other tough things with a short week. I think when you look at personnel and when you're not really sure who's going to be playing, who's going to be matching up. But I think sometimes it's like that in a regular week. You're going into a game and you're thinking, well, we might get this, we might get that. So you're always, trying to see how teams are going to match up with you and what they're trying to play to, certain formations and that kind of thing. So really when it comes down to it, you just got to, go out there and play it. Kind of see how they end up trying to match up.
Ryan Harris said you owe him a whole bunch of Subway coupons.
That's actually a true statement, so I'm going to have to bring him, I'll bring him some to the game.
So after the game, when you're doing the handshake, you're just going to hand them to him?
Yeah, I'll flip them to him somehow.
what's your observations of Jay Cutler?
I mean, he's a fun quarterback to watch. You know, obviously he's got a strong arm, and you know he's able to make a lot of big plays downfield. But I think a lot of times he's able to do some things with his feet that kind of go unnoticed. It's going to be fun to be able to play against a quarterback like that. Something I've been a fan of, been watching over the past couple of years I've been in the league.
You were joking about the Subway thing, but I mean, you have been pretty prevalent on commercials. How difficult has that been for you to be so seen on commercials, but not so unseen on the field?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, I was trying to stay optimistic and try to be optimistic about things. So, when I was drafted and coming to my rookie year, I mean, all those things were, done beforehand. So when things really didn't work out in my favor, it was tough. I mean, it was something where you're kind of thinking, well, this isn't necessarily what you wanted to have happen, at least, from a marketing standpoint. But, I'm not sure if they're going to start rerunning some of those commercials or what now, but I'll wait and see.
What was the reaction like around the facility yesterday after the news came out?
We had already broke, so there was a few players who were early around, but I think the majority of people actually found out from the media.
How are guys rallying around you today?
Yeah, I even talked to a bunch of guys last night, just spoke with them, and they just wanted to let me know that they, gave me their support, and, they're with me, and, let's go do this thing, let's try to turn things around and make some stuff happen.
How do you think Ryan Harris has done? Have you been able to stay in touch with him and watch his performance this year?
Yeah, I've been touching him a little bit. I've been able to watch a lot of film, just some of the common opponents and so forth. So, he's done a great job. I mean, it's weird to look over there at right tackle instead of left, since he actually played with me for so long, but, he's still out there doing his thing, and it's just fun to watch him. I know Ryan really well, and he's a great athlete, but he's also a great guy. So I was just happy for him, happy to see him playing so much.
Did you think you played enough in preseason to get a good feel?
It's tough. I mean, preseason is so different from the regular season. It's the speed of the game's different, especially when you come down to teams who are trying to get wins. Teams are trying to turn things around. Especially right now, I think both us and Denver are backs up against the wall, and we're really going to be pressing to get wins here.
Thanks, Brady.
Thanks, Brady.
All right, thanks, guys.